This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:08. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am live in the home studio in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. Lindsey Brown is at the historic WCCO Radio studio, making sure our guests come in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And my friend Al Schock is in the newsroom, bringing you the latest on news, weather, information, and traffic. And just so you know, I'm sure you heard, we may be doing virtual church tomorrow because we're expected to have a couple of inches of snow. So you guys keep listening to the show today. We'll bring you the latest. And I know that a lot of you, Cozy and Charlotte and her daughter and mom, Linnea, Tom Graves, are regular listeners. Like Alexander listens faithfully. Jim Platton listens faithfully. And one of the things that I kept hearing from people last week as we talked about New Year's resolutions and doing new things is that they wanted to become authors. They wanted to write a book or a children's book. In fact, I was in a meeting with Andrew Voorhees from Thrivent, and we were supposed to be talking about a possible partnership with my podcasting network. And all we could talk about was Hetty Tripp's interview about how she was in a program through the Loft, and she's written a narrative, and she found grants, and she's developing a memoir. And I had an overwhelming response from that, with people who were saying, give us some more information. We want to get started this new year writing that book that we've been holding on to. We do not want to take our books to the grave. We want to get them done in 2025. This is our year. And so when I saw that Rachel Werner was doing some work over at the Loft, I thought, let me have her on, because today, in fact, she has a communal day of care, a class for writers of color and indigenous writers. And before that class kicks off, in good standing, she is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Rachel, I know this class is happening today from noon to 4 p.m. And I just thank you so much for taking a little bit of your time to chat with us about it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I'm so honored.
Now, let's get a little bit into your story. You're the author of some kid lit books. How did that journey begin?
Oh, my goodness. So I worked on staff at a women's lifestyle magazine in a different Midwestern state for a number of years. And through that, you know, I had the opportunity to connect with various people in the media world and other published writers and authors. Eventually, I met my own agent once I started teaching for the Loft. And, you know, now I live up here in Minneapolis because I'm so much more involved at the Loft Literary Center as a teaching artist. And as you have different stories, right? I think you probably had the experience, I feel, especially as a woman of color, where there are so many stories that we just didn't see ourselves in as we were growing up, right? And so there's just having a daughter now myself, I have really just been inspired over the last, like, I would say 6-7 years to really write stories for kids that center people of color and that aren't trauma-based. I mean, there's something for that as well, but there's a lot of joy and beauty in our lives. I mean, my most recent book that came out, The Glam World Tour, just came on January 1st and it's published by Capstone. And that's, you know, you see the illustrator, Octavia Inc., she did an amazing job, but, you know, you see girls getting their hair cornrowed and locks in it, you know, and just celebrating, you know, henna and all these other different beauty traditions from cultures around the world.
And, you know, that is so important for you to get the story out, not just so that it's out there, but like you said, for young girls, young boys to see themselves in children's books, because you and I grew up where we did not see one person in a book who looked like us. So writing a book was absolutely something that, you know, we didn't think that, you know, was on our bingo card.
Nope.
but it's so beautiful because today you are doing something so meaningful with the Loft. It's called a communal day of care. What is that all about?
So today we are here. We're going to spend the next like 4 hours really just in community, giving this time for rest and healing, but also just being able to find out what are ways we can support ourselves, not only in our artistic endeavors, but just also, you know, mutual aid. We are so reliant in our country on just like capitalist systems and old outdated methods of philanthropy. So I think one of the things about coming together in a space like this, it gives us time to not only think about what we need on a micro level personally, but what do we need on a macro level as a community? And what can we, what support or resources do we all have that we can maybe pull together to help continue to lift each other up?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And, you know, people say, well, you know, I've been trying to write this book, but I've been so busy. In order to write a book, you have to shut everything out. You have to take some time to rest so that the creativity can flow. You also have to be around like-minded people. You can't be an author and be in a circle full of people who've never written a book before. You have to come together with folks who have done this work or who are doing this work so you can grow and learn from them and they can grow and learn from you. But talk to me about how important it is to gather together and that rest when you begin writing and creating.
Oh, exactly. I mean, especially most of us, you know, I mean, we're so servant oriented in our lives. We're constantly giving, giving, giving. And like you said, even if you are inspired to create some sort of art, whether it's a book, painting, photography, whatever it is, but you need space and time just to let your mind grow and dream. You know what I mean? And then also like start to work on a plan. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do some creative mapping exercises, some meditation, some journaling, do some light stretching, and really let ourselves just ground into ourselves and really think about, yes, you know, take a minute to breathe, but then also think about, okay, what's next? Like, how do I take that first or maybe the fifth step forward toward goals that I have for myself this year?
And I saw that you have some yoga. My friend Chantel Booker does yoga at the YWCA in St. Paul, and she has a candlelight yoga class. And she begged me to come. I'm like, girl, I don't have time. I'm busy. I got life. Life is life. And she was like, just come. You never know. And I got in that class, and I can't tell you just from the stillness how many ideas, how many creative concepts God downloaded into my system. Right? And that's when I realized God cannot speak to me if I'm doing all the talking, which is why the only time I get good ideas is if I'm taking a shower or washing the dishes. You know, talk to me about being intentional so that the creativity can flow when you get ready to write a book.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, I'm glad your friend made you come and was just like, yeah, you need to just, you know what I mean? You can keep being, if you want to keep being alive and letting yourself let that life flow into other people, you need to create some time to rest and move, and really, because that is how what happens, right? Because if you're too tired, if you get to the point where you're too tired to even just get the basic things done in your life, you know what I mean? How do you think you're going to be able to write the book? How do you think you're going to be able to launch the podcast, right? Where's that energy? Where's that time coming from? Because the thing that you said specifically about going to a yoga class, I don't have time for this. Well, that's going to apply to everything else, you know what I mean, that you really want to pursue that would feed your soul and potentially could be a healing outlet for others too. And so that's why I wanted to do this today. You know, the loft, we're blessed to have funding, you know, periodically throughout the year, we're able to provide programming specifically for people of color and other indigenous writers so that it's low cost, you know, sometimes it's even free. So people can come and just be like, yeah, you know, and be here and let themselves really start to think about and let like the flow, like the time, right? They've got 4 hours today to really do what they need to do to feed their creative endeavors. And so again, for somebody, they like with you, they might have that inspiration really kind of just come alive while we're doing yoga. For someone else, like in the 30 minutes where we'll spend reading and journaling, you know, that might let them to start to kind of map out like, oh my goodness, this is my story and this is how I want to tell it.
And the loft has been around celebrating 50 years, established in 1974. Writers come from around the country to take advantage of the classes and the services that they have available. And it would be a travesty of riches if we are right here in the Twin Cities and do not get over there and see what they have to offer to help us down this path to becoming a published author. Rachel Warner, I know you got to get back to your class. You got a lot going on, but I just can't thank you enough for not only coming on the show today, right? But putting this on, taking the time, getting the word out, and making sure these next 4 hours are so meaningful and so life-changing for someone who's going from just the concept of an idea or a book that they want to start to being a published author. And I just want you to update me on some of those journeys. I tell people all the time, success is not a dollar amount. It's when you can take an idea from inside of your head and put it in front of your face. And I don't care if they sell a million books or one book. If it's published, that's a success story. And you are helping them along that journey. Rachel Warner, thank you so much for joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Thank you so much. And I hope that all your readers keep believing in themselves. They can do it. If someone had told me, you know, 10, 12 years ago that I would be where I'm in today, I couldn't have seen it, right? But other people gave me opportunities. And like, so just keep seeking and keep learning and believing and trusting, and God will get you there.
Well, I know that they can get there because you are there and you are helping push them to the finish line. It is 12:18. We'll be right back.